We took a break so that council could work out a briefing schedule. Any agreements we want to announce on the record, council?
You guys want? I defer to Mr. Armstrong.
Okay.
Talked with council for advocacy staff and for the company, and the parties have agreed to file closing briefs along with proposed findings of fact simultaneously by December 16th, and any replies simultaneously on December 30th.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nothing from advisory staff.
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Closing remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Chairman Call.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just thank everyone today for their work in getting this far. One of the things that the commissioners just did a quick scheduling check, just kind of a path going forward, I guess, is we're going to be scheduling. We thought we had it scheduled, but we didn't have it officially scheduled. We're going to be scheduling a work session for December 2nd at 10 a.m. to be the ADP for the wind, and then followed immediately on the ADP for the natural gas. So you'll be able to, I guess, hear our thoughts for the first time as the three of us discuss it very quickly. And I think that ties into the briefing schedule. My goal would be to find out where my colleagues are at those work sessions and move as quickly as possible for decisions on the ADP for the wind as well as the ADP for the natural gas. Now, Commissioner Fedorchak has the lead on the rate case, but I think we have a work session on that scheduled as quick. So the goal here is, I know that everybody's got a lot going on with holidays, but the sooner we can get this information decided, I think is the best for everyone. So I just appreciate everyone's work. I look forward to the work session we've got scheduled, and I think that'll lay a path forward that we will hopefully execute very quickly. So thank you.
Commissioner Christman.
I sit here and I'm kind of stunned. You know, for my whole life, I considered these utility companies to be kind of a rock of stability if you were thinking of it from an investor's perspective. You know, they have a monopoly. They have a product that people want and is, there are efficiency things happening, but generally the demand for it is growing. And there's government regulation over it that gives the ratepayers some comfort that they're not being taken advantage of. And so I had this image of our utility companies being this big, stable ship that just chugs along and very well planned and not sudden reactions to this and that and just moves along in such a stable way. So now we sit here with the ADP and CPCN for Black Dog and the two Red River plants, only to have you come here with the message that the Minnesota Commission has picked the winners and the Red River plants are not among them. A few weeks ago, we had the hearings where an RFP had went out for, I forget what it was, 150 or 200 megawatts of wind, and the company comes in wanting to build 750. And, I mean, it reminded me more of a Black Friday shopping frenzy than a well-thought-out strategic plan. So when the chairman, and I agree with you, says that it would be in everyone's best interest and we want to move quickly, I'm a little confused here how we write orders and make a good plan that we owe our constituents who put us in these positions when we're kind of shooting at a moving target. It seems like every time we have a hearing, Minnesota has changed the company's plans again. And so I'm not really sure how quickly we are able to hit a moving target here, but I do agree that it is in the best interest, and we're going to have to try and figure out some way through the work sessions, and hopefully the company can figure out some way to properly navigate this multi-jurisdictional quandary that they find themselves in.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Okay, well, I'm going to end a little bit more optimistically than that. I don't like uncertainty, so my brain tries to find ways to find certainty. And I see this a little bit different. I appreciate and understand the company's awkward position right now where you presented these proposals. You're following along on a Minnesota required process that requires competitive proposals to be considered, and they will decide. And I understand that that decision hasn't been made yet. And so in my mind, the North Dakota plants aren't off the table. And it's, A, they could be chosen. It's unlikely probably by the Minnesota Commission, but they could be. And furthermore, if the power purchase agreements don't move forward as smoothly as some might think that they will, the Red River projects are still on the table. So I think it's in our best interest to move quickly and act. And I appreciate the fact that you did not pull this request, because our goal is to have the generation in North Dakota and in a prudent way that makes sense for ratepayers here. And so I appreciate that you've kept this on the table and that you're moving forward with this process, and we'll do our best to move forward as well. If I do have one complaint, I've already expressed it, and it is a big one. It's my frustration that you didn't advocate harder for the North Dakota projects, because I think you clearly could have, and without much of a stretch. And so had you done that, we could be in a very different position today, and I think it would be good for North Dakota customers, and it would be just fine for your system as a whole. In fact, long term, it might have been better. So that's my big regret in that. There's been a lot of discussion today outside of the whole issue of the PCNN on these three projects. That perhaps that will be a value down the road. And if we have to see these again, we understand more about the competitive proposals that have been put forward and their strengths and weaknesses. So at any case, it helped us to better understand Minnesota's process and how you interact with that and how it correlates to us and how we might navigate and have a stronger position ourselves in that whole mix. So thank you very much. Hopefully we'll have some resolution here soon on this and a bunch of the other issues affecting your company. We do have a work session next Thursday on the rate case. So thank you.
I think that's it. Anything else? Anybody? We started out talking about almost a layup, and as a person who missed a few layups, it's more like a situation where somebody backed off and tried to take a three-pointer instead of a layup. But I'm going to close the hearing at about 4:37 p.m., and thank you all. Case number PU 13-194 and PU-13-195 are closed, subject to the filing of late-filed exhibits. Thank you all. Thank you.